Chapter 63. Her name's the Narwhal. She's Canadian. Zack reached over and snatched the binoculars out of the captain's hands and looked for himself. Studying the research ship, he read her name in white letters across the transom. Peering astern, he found a yellow submersible on the rear deck with Numa painted on the side. He noted with chagrin a maple leaf flag flying atop the bridge. "A bold move, Mr. Pitt," he muttered. "That's no Canadian ship, Captain. That is an American research ship operated by Numa. How could an American research ship make its way here?" Zack shook his head. "With some measure of deception, apparently. I have no doubt that they are here after the Ruthenium. The fools must think that it is underwater." He watched the Numa ship fade from view as they continued steaming north. "Hold our course until we are clear of radar coverage. Stay out of range for an hour or two, then creep back just to the point you can detect them. If they move, then tail them." He glanced at the bridge clock. "I'll return shortly before nightfall with our next move." Zack climbed down a companionway to his cabin, intending to take a nap. Failure was making him irritable, however. The mineral assays for the rocks collected on the North Shore had come back negative for ruthenium, and now there was the presence of the Numa ship. Reaching for a bottle of bourbon, he poured himself a glass but spilled the shot when the ship took a sudden roll. A few drops landed on the Inuit map, which he had set on his nightstand. He grabbed the map, holding it up as a trail of bourbon ran down the page. The liquid bisected the island like a brown river, making it appear to be two separate islands. Zack stared at the map a long while, then hurriedly yanked out a satellite image of the island grouping. Comparing the images of West Island, he matched the south and west coastlines exactly, but not the eastern shoreline. Sliding the Inuit map over, he then compared its shape to the satellite image of East Island. The eastern coastlines matched perfectly, but there the similarities ended. "You idiot," he muttered to himself. "You're looking in the wrong spot." The answer was right in front of him. The narrow waterway that had split the West and East Islands had obviously been frozen solid 150 years ago. The Inuit map had actually represented both islands, drawn as one landmass. The difference shifted the position of the ruthenium source nearly 2 miles farther east than he had estimated. Climbing into his bunk, he swallowed the glass of bourbon, then lay down with a renewed sense of hope. All was not lost, for the ruthenium mine must still be there. It had to be. Content in the knowledge, he turned his thoughts to more immediate issues. First, he reasoned, he had to figure out what to do with Pitt and the Numa ship.